This morning, I invite your attention to the book of Genesis. I said we're going to start a study on worship. The title of this morning's message is Acceptable Worship. We'll be in Genesis chapter 4, begin reading in verse 1. And when you arrive there, would you stand with me, please? Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. We're going to meet Cain and Abel this morning. Verse 1, now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was the keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of the fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is your brother? Where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we approach your throne of grace, asking for your guidance in this message. Open our eyes and our ears to receive what you have for us. Give us understanding that we may know you better and be drawn close to you. Lord, I pray that you will move freely in this service today, and I pray that those who are here who do not know you as their personal Savior, that today will be the day that they commit and give their life to you. Lord, we pray that you would be glorified through this message and through the response of this message. We praise you, Lord, for you are worthy of our praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Today, as we begin our study of worship, I want to challenge you to ask yourself the question, did God accept my worship today? I mean, I think Brother Dale led us in worship, and he always does a wonderful job, and I appreciate him for that. But you know, if God accepts or rejects my worship, it's not so dependent upon Brother Dale. It's dependent upon me. It's me that God accepts or rejects. And we see in the text that there is worship that's acceptable, but there is also worship that is not acceptable. And the first thing we want to address is acceptable worship comes from a respectable source. Don't you think about that statement? Acceptable worship comes from a respectable source. Let's meet the brothers, Cain and Abel, two brothers. Both came to worship, and both brought an offering. Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground, it says, and Abel brought an offering of the firstborn of his flock. It says the Lord had respect for Abel and for his offering, but he did not have respect for Cain and his offering. Now that word respect, just so that we're fully on board here and we understand the word respect, it means to regard with favor, or as we would put it, accept. The Lord accepted Abel's offering, viewed Abel as favorable, but not Cain. And to get the idea, we must first understand the concept of worship. I think we're very, the world is very confused about what worship really is. The word worship in the Old Testament literally means to bow down. Now, why do you bow down? Number one, you bow down to surrender. Okay? You bow down to say, Lord, all that I am, all that I have, all that I ever will be belongs to you. That's the idea of bowing down. It's yours. I'm yours, Lord. Second reason that you bow down is you bow down to honor. Lord, I bow down to honor you as God, creator of the universe, sustainer of life. So that's basically the two ideas of worship. Now, if the idea is to bow down to God, doesn't it make sense that my worship should be based upon God's desire? I want you to think about that. Should not my worship be based upon what God desires from me? Not what I desire. I mean, so often we argue the wrong points, such as music, you know. I mean, everybody knows that God really has more respect for the old-time music than He does the new stuff, right? No. I like it all, just in case you're wondering. I do. I like the new stuff. I like the old stuff. But it's not about what I like. It's about what God expects. I mean, people, you know, I've heard people give their views on preaching. Some people like those loud, bold, hellfire and brimstone preachers, you know. They don't let you go to sleep. While others like the soft-spoken preacher who just presents his message lovingly and softly and lets you deal with it after that. I don't know which one I am. But you know, it doesn't really matter which one I am. It's not a matter of what I like. Not a matter of what you like. It should never be based upon the desires of man. It should be, God, I'm here to worship you. What do you want? How may I worship you? You see, that was the problem as we get to the rejection that old Cain experienced as he brought his offering before God, and God said, nope, I don't want any part of you, Cain. And that's basically what this means. And we always think, and I've always heard it preached, that well, God rejected Cain because he brought a grain offering, or the offering of the fruit of the ground to God, and Abel's offering was of his flock, meaning Abel's offering was a blood offering. Cain's offering was a grain offering, which was wrong. So God rejected Cain. That's not it. It's not it. I want to call your attention to verse 5. It says, but he, that being God, did not respect the offering of Cain. That's not what it says. It says that God did not respect Cain. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, before it's always been, I've heard preached, it's always been, God did not expect Cain or respect Cain's offering. No, God did not respect Cain and his offering. It started with Cain. It started with that man, that individual. It was God that said, Cain, you are messed up, buddy. I can't accept your offering. And you know, really, there in the New Testament or in the Old Testament, there were grain offerings. And so, I you know, was his offering wrong? I don't know. Probably he should have brought a blood offering, but I know this, Cain was wrong. And that's why God rejected Cain. The problem was not the offering. The problem was the man. And you need to know, you know, that's where we get caught up in worship today. We have the concept that, man, it does not matter. It's just, I go to church, I've done my part, I've honored God. No! God's interested in you as the individual. And whether your worship is acceptable or not is based upon you as an individual. D- Did you know I can sing off key and God will accept my singing? And you can too. Did you know I can preach loud and God will accept my preaching? Or I can preach soft and God will accept my preaching. But I can also preach loud and God say, no boy, that's not what I want. Because it's the individual. More specifically, it's the heart. Just because you sing, just because you preach, just because you give an offering does not mean God accepts your worship. You have to deal with the problem, the barrier that gets in the way of our worship, and that barrier is our heart. The problem with worship, most of the time, is a heart problem. You look at verse 7. God told Abel, he told Cain, Cain, if you do well, you will be accepted. If you do not well, sin lies at the door. What's he saying? He's not saying just in the act of presenting that offering. He's talking about Cain and his living, the way he's living. He's talking about Cain. If you live a righteous life, you will be accepted. But if you live like the devil, don't bring your offering to me and expect me to praise you and say, oh, good job, Cain. There's more to worship than just showing up on one particular day to bring an offering. Worship is a 7-day-a-week event by the way that we live, by the standard that we live by. You see, God is interested in the heart. And the heart was Cain's problem. As a matter of fact, he had a heart that was filled with anger and bitterness, jealousy, hatred, and pride, and arrogance. That was his life. And by reading this story, we see those things coming out. And that's another thing. You know, you can hide stuff for a while, but eventually your heart's going to come to the surface. And that's what happens with Cain here. I mean, he's angry at God. He's bitter at his brother. He's jealous because his offering was not received. He's arrogant. I can just see him now, you know, as he comes before God and says, God, you don't accept me and my offering. Don't you know that I grew this with my own hands? I tilled the ground with my own hands. I picked it with my own hands and I went to the trouble of bringing it to you. And you dare tell me you do not accept my offering. Oh, Cain. Cain was mad. I want you to understand today. God's not interested in what you bring. He's interested in you. Interested in your heart. You know, and if you're that person that lives in bitterness and anger and hatred, and boy, I tell you right now it's a really good, easy time to live in bitterness. I'll be right. Every time before we meet as a church lately, I find myself praying, Lord, help my heart. Because it just seems like things try to pull me away from the reason we gather. I've often heard people say through years of ministry, well, you know, I don't go to church because I don't get anything out of it. Well, most of the time, the reason that people don't get anything out of it is they never get to the heart of the problem. Hey, just come. Spend an hour. Go home and forget it until it's convenient for them to come again. That's not worship, my friends. 1 Timothy 1:5, Paul told Timothy, now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart. You see, that's what God's looking for. A heart that comes not based upon this is what I want, but a heart that comes, Lord, I'm just here to praise you. 2 Timothy 2:22, flee youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a what? Pure heart. What is God looking for in worship? He's looking for a pure heart. Have you ever dealt with somebody that was saying something that you knew they didn't mean? Have you ever, in your children, when they were growing up, and they're fighting and they're being mean to one another, you say, "Stop it! Now you apologize." And that child says, "I'm sorry." And you know they didn't mean it. God knows, as you gather for worship today, He knows if we mean it. As we say, "Praise the Lord," He knows if we mean it. As we sing, He knows. And you see, that's what we're missing in worship today. Not music style, not preaching style, but the heart. So I ask you, as you leave today, is God going to have accepted your worship? I've got to answer that same question myself. You see, not only does acceptable worship come from that heart or that respectable person, acceptable worship comes from a repentant heart. You look at Cain's response here. In verse 5, Cain, it says, was very angry, and his countenance fell. I mean, you know, that word "very angry," it's mild, because the English doesn't really capture the ferocity of his anger at this point. It means to burn with anger. Have you ever been so mad that you were almost out of control with anger? That's where Cain was. Oh, it made him extremely mad. And his countenance fell. You know what that means? It's your feelings conveyed by your face. If I give you this face, what does it mean? I'm mad. That's for future reference, in case you ever want to know if I'm mad. If I fold my arms, if I give you this face, what does it mean? It means I'm happy. Well, Cain approaches God, and God says, "No, Cain, that's not an acceptable offering." And he gives God this. "I can't believe God will not accept who I am." Well, there goes the anger, the bitterness, and the pride. And it has nothing to do with loving God with heart. And God's counsel came, "Don't you know, if you do good, I'll accept your offering. If you live good and you worship from a pure heart, I'm not asking for perfection, Cain. I'm asking you to be genuine and sincere." But Cain, you've got to take care of this sin. And that was God's counsel. If you do well, will you not be accepted? If you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and it's desirous for you, but you should rule over it. Cain, you got a job to do here. And that is to take control of your life and get rid of the sin. Let go of the anger, the bitterness, and everything that you're carrying with you. Oh, but Cain, it didn't do any good. He's still bowed up like this, his arms crossed, and he's mad. Verse 8 says, Cain talked with his brother Abel. They're in the field one day, and that word "talk," it doesn't mean just chat. It means to exchange ideas and thoughts and to have a conversation. And you know, the conversation goes something like this. Cain says to Abel, "I can't believe God. Can't believe God would not accept my offering. All the trouble I went through to honor Him, and He will not accept my offering." Then Abel, "Brother, you don't get it. Don't you understand that a relationship with God is more than a simple acknowledging God by an offering. Relationship with God is a life lived for God. Oh, and when Cain heard that, when Cain sees the stand of his brother Abel, and Abel, that goody two-shoes, being accepted by God, whew, he gets even more angry. And it says he killed his brother. Now, that word killed, also the English language doesn't do it justice. It means to violently, brutally murder. I mean, that pushed him over the edge, and he began just to, God wants a blood sacrifice, I'll give him a blood sacrifice. Here, God, here's your sacrifice, my brother Abel. And he just literally murders his brother. And Cain was called. You know, his hand was called. And God said, Cain, where's your brother? Cain said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? God said, Cain, your brother's blood calls out to me. From the ground. What have you done? What have you done, Cain? But through this whole process, the very, very, very sad part is that Cain refused to repent and resisted God. When God's saying, God's not slapping Cain around. God's saying, Cain, here's how you do it. Cain, here's how you do it. Cain, because you refuse to repent, because you resist, because your idea of worship is, it's all about you, Cain, here's where it's going to lead. And he winds up in verse 11. He says, so now you're cursed from all the earth which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it will no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. But he never said, God, I'm sorry. You want to know what's wrong in churches today? You want to know why churches are turning to entertainment as the foundation of their worship, and it's become a really big show and lights and all this other stuff? Because people have stopped repenting. No longer do we want to say, God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry for not following you this week. And instead of, you know, I mean, there are people, churches filled with people who have forsaken marriage. You know? We're not going to get married. We're just going to live together. And then they come to church and act like, here I am, God. You accept me just the way I am. After all, you made me this way. And you can insert whatever sin you want to. But I still go back to the good old days as I remember those old country revivals when the preachers would preach hellfire and they'd preach sin and people would respond. We've quit responding. And we've made worship entertainment. And it's all well and good. And just as long as my toes don't get stepped on, just as long as I don't have to be told that I'm wrong, it's all good. Well, beloved, any worship that's not God-focused is wrong. I don't care if it's new music, old music, or in-between music. Today, the first step of worship is a pure heart. And I ask you, check your heart. Check your heart. It's a good time right now. As I said in the beginning, it's a good time to be aggravated. We're not here to be aggravated. It's a good time right now to point fingers and condemn and go with the controversy of, it's not what we're here for. Love, we're here today for Jesus. That's the long and short of it. He is our focus. The reason He is our focus is because He's the Son of God who spoke this world into existence. The Son of God who gave Himself upon Calvary for our sins. Because you're a sinner and I'm a sinner. Because I have failed. We're here to worship Him because He died and was laid in that grave. And we're here to worship Him because 3 days later He came out of that grave alive. And we're here to worship Him because He's made salvation available to whoever calls on the name of the Lord. It doesn't matter your background. Doesn't matter how bad a sin you have in the past. He didn't make restriction, clean up your life and then come to me. He said, come to me. And we'll help you clean up your life. We're here to worship Jesus. It starts with a repentant heart and making Him the focus. What's your need today? Do you need to be saved? You want to honor God? Come to Jesus for salvation. Perhaps you're here today and you have been saved and you know you've taken care of that, but you've never followed the Lord in scriptural baptism. You want to honor Jesus? Come forward and submit to baptism. Why? Because it's a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Maybe you've been saved and baptized, but you've missed the point of worship. The point of worship is not me, you, or other people. The point of worship is not about the audience out there. The point of worship is about the audience up there. That's who we aim our worship at. I would invite you, if you feel that you would benefit from coming to this altar, you come. I invite you, if you need to be saved, come. I invite you, if you need to be baptized, if you need to join this church, you come. You honor God by doing whatever it is that God leads you to do. All right? Let's worship the Lord in this invitation. Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise You. It is truly, indeed, an honor and a privilege to come to You for worship. But Lord, we want to confess. I want to confess that, Lord, there are times that I've lost sight that my worship has been about other things. No focus. No purpose. So today, Lord, I want to repent. And I want to turn my eyes upon You and I want to say thank You for the sacrifice that You made for me upon the cross of Calvary. I want to worship You in spirit and in truth because I know You are the Son of God. I want to praise You for the salvation that You paid for upon the cross of Calvary for me. I want to worship You, Lord, for You are worthy. Give us the heart to worship today and the heart to respond in this invitation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.